Well, welcome to the Old Testament reading in Psalm 126. New Living Translation says this: When the Lord restored his exiles to Jerusalem, it was like a dream. We were filled with laughter and we sang for joy. And the other nations said, What an amazing thing the Lord has done for them. Yes, the Lord has done amazing things for us. What joy! Restore our fortunes, Lord, as streams renew the desert. Those who plant in tears will harvest with shouts of joy. They weep as they go to plant their seed, but they sing as they return with harvest. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. Sometimes you'll hear us refer to the Psalms as prophecy, and this is a prophecy that was fulfilled because Israel is now a nation, has returned, and the deserts blossom. It could go on and on, but it's a wonderful thing to realize what God has done. Now, the Bible does not promise that Christians won't suffer. In fact, Scripture gives us much evidence that we can expect to suffer given the evil that is in the world. Amen. It's all around us, the sin that is in us also. But what God does promise in these and many other hope-filled passages that our suffering can become the catalyst for new growth. It's sort of like a pruning. God promised to redeem our suffering into his glory. So the question for all of us right now, especially with all the challenges that are going on in the world, what griefs are we currently suffering? And can we just go ahead and entrust them to God with confidence that he will use them to bring new growth, not only into our life personally, but corporately? Well, I hope and pray you're having a good day. It's always a joy to come and share the Old Testament reading with you. Have a blessed day.